Tom, pleased to be in a Phantom shirt. Was it a difficult decision to make?
No, it wasn't a difficult decision to make. I mean, once circumstances had happened in Nottingham, it was really one of the first places that I looked to go to. I enjoyed my time here last time, and familiar faces here as well, and it was just nice to come back and, you know, put on a Phantom shirt again.
And you won a nice bit of silverware last season for the Panthers.
Yeah, we won the Challenge Cup, which was nice, and it was a bit of a special way that we did it, going down into the second leg, which was tough to come back from. But yeah, it was nice to be part of a silverware winning team.
I mean, you're on a two-way deal with Panthers. Are you must be a better player now with all that experience you've had behind you?
I'd like to hope so. I mean, but we'll obviously see once they get on the ice and let people judge that themselves.
And the new players, particularly in defence, how are they shaping up?
Yeah, no, they're looking really good. I mean, the import D-man we've got looks really big and strong. Looks like he can go both ways as well, which is good. And obviously we've got McGiffin and Robson, two young kids who are hungry to play as well, and they look really good on the puck and comfortable as well. And obviously we've got Picker to come back as well when he gets here. And yeah, we're looking like the defence is shaping up nicely.
Yeah. I mean, we've lost Petram from last season, but again, when you were here last time, you scored quite a few goals. Is Slava looking for you to chip in with a few?
I think first and foremost, I mean, it's stopping goals going in our net first, and then I'll try and contribute up the other end of the ice as well.
Yeah, and the netminder, you said he's pretty decent as well?
Yeah, he's looking really good, the netminder, like challenges on the shots and controls his rebounds very well. We're not scoring many past him in practice, that's for sure.
Well, let's hope for better things tomorrow. What about the new forwards? Are they looking good?
Yeah, the new forwards looking really good. I mean, Milan's looking really handy on the puck as well. And Eddie Berberis as well, he's looking good on the ice. Everyone looks like they're gelling really well, so it looks good. And obviously Alan Lack as well, with his speed on that line, looks really good as well.
You mentioned Alan Lack. He's there for a bit of dealing with all the feistiness on the ice for a small guy.
Yeah, I guess he likes that part of the game as well. But, I mean, you've seen him the last few years as well. He's shown that he can play as well, so I'm sure he'll be doing that as well. We've got a few guys on the team, obviously, who don't mind to deal with a bit of feistiness from the other players, so it won't just be him.
Yeah, I mean, it's Will Weldon. Again, he's not the biggest guy, but he's always in the thick of the action.
Exactly, yeah, he enjoys getting into the rough stuff a little bit.
Yeah. Do you think it will be quite a physical side this season?
I think we'll be a high-tempo side. Yeah, you know, going after teams, forcing them, making them turn over the puck and basically ramming it back down their throats and trying to score goals.
And tomorrow's game, how do you think it'll go?
No, I'm looking forward to it. I think we're looking really good at the moment. We're moving the puck really well. And, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a friendly, so you can't put too much emphasis on the result. It's more of how we gel together as a team. We're still learning how Slava wants us to play. And it's a good way to start. I mean, Hull are an elite league team, so they're going to have a few more imports on us. But you want to be the best, you need to play the better teams.